Alright, well, we're back for another week, episode 18 of the News for Gamers Radio podcast, formerly known as ZTGD Podcast Radio. And in the studio with me today, I have three handsome fellows.
Well, one.
I use that term loosely.
Attractive. No. It's good to see he's back.
Yeah. Again. I always feel good about that. But in the studio with me today, we have Killer Wolverine.
Yo.
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 Yo-Yo Ma.
No, just yo.
To his right. Or is that your left? I can't see.
That's my right.
Okay, that's Gambus Khan.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
He's back from his hiatus. And then, from last week, you may all recognize Mr. Chaos.
What's up?
The Professor.
Professor.
The professor's in the house!
Oh, Lord, here we go already.
In the house!
We're here for another week. We got a bunch of news. We got some downloadable content to talk about. We got some new releases to talk about. And, of course, later in the show, we're going to be talking about what you guys are talking about on the forums.
What are they talking about on the forums?
We will get to that later in the show. And we will be able to discuss. There's actually some pretty good threads going on the forums. So, before we get to all that going on, I want to know what you're playing. So, I'm going to start with you.
Aw,
I skipped you. Well, every time I go to you first, you're like, I don't know.
Well, at least I got more time.
So, Mr. Khan, since you've been on a two-week hiatus, what's been funneling your console?
Well, really, it's been a slow week for me. I've been reading more about games than actually playing games.
I was going to say, I thought you said you were going to say you were reading books. I'm like, that's not right.
Whoa, reading books, whoa. Okay. Well, I've been playing Guitar Hero 2. It's
Guitar
pretty fun.
Hero 2?
Yeah.
That seems to be the popular game.
Yes.
With the kids.
It's the new crack. For the next generation.
The next generation cry. Actually, it's going on in the background. You can't hear it, but we have some Guitar Hero going on here in the studio.
And I've also...
The microphone downstairs ain't going to work.
Oh, I tried.
This is soundproof room.
And I've also downloaded the demo to Boom Boom Rocket, and I'm kind of on the fence about that game. It seems to be okay, but I don't know. I might pick it up someday when I'm hard up for...
A good game? Or maybe a mediocre game?
Yeah. A good game.
All right. Is that pretty much it?
And that pretty much is it. I've been reading the internet, like, constantly. And, yeah, I've just been in an internet reading mood lately. So, that's pretty much the two games I've been mostly playing. But, yeah.
All right. Well, with that said, I'll move on to Professor Chaos. And what have you been playing this week?
His mom.
Wow. What the heck, man? My mom is a listener. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I've been playing some older games. Picked up, not really picked up, but I got Test Drive. I've been playing that, which is, it's okay.
I did dig that game. I'd like to go back and play it some more.
It's not bad.
I like it.
Unlike Gambus here, I actually bought Boom Boom Rocket when I couldn't buy my Marvel content, but more on that later. And I actually like Boom Boom Rocket. It's a lot like Guitar Hero, only you don't have a guitar, you're just using the buttons.
It's a lot easier.
It is. Like, you just have to go over the line. I was kind of disappointed at the selection. Well, actually, I like the songs, but I was disappointed that it was so short a list. I was hoping it
There's only like 12 songs on it.
Yeah.
Right?
So, you know, I've been playing that. I like that a lot. And some Symphony of the Night and... Probably go home and play Guitar Hero tonight. That's pretty much it.
Because you see it, you're like, man, I gotta go home and play that.
Yeah, because I'm like, I have Guitar Hero.
It's infectious. It is. All right, so that's pretty much all that's fondling you this week?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, so now I'll move on to the Wolverine. What has been fondling you? You haven't been here in like 4 weeks.
It's
ages.
Been a while. Not much, really. It's been slow. Guitar Hero. A little bit more of Crackdown and Tetris.
The crack.
Did pick up Marvel, you know, played it the day the content was supposed to come out, and yeah.
It didn't come out?
No.
You were very disappointed?
Little bit.
Read his gamer quote to find out exactly how disappointed he is.
Yeah.
The only reason, just
so everybody knows, his gamer quote does not reflect the opinions of the ZTGD staff.
The only reason why I put that up is because they could have said, had they knew that it wasn't coming out in the 10th, they... could have said that.
Actually, they knew it was coming out on the 10th when they put it up. They had issues with it, so they had
to take
it back.
Well, they
should have
said that. They should at least say.
Well, they did on the forum.
I checked the forums. There was nothing. There was nothing.
Well, there was an interview with somebody on, I think it was joystick.com, that actually explained what happened.
Well, so how about they do it to the, you know, the more well-known websites? I don't Joystick?
Joystick's a big website.
I've never heard of it, so.
Well, I can't help that. You only go to IGN and ZTGD.
Of course. So, but other than that, nothing really. Guitar
All right,
Hero.
Well, I guess that'll jump to me. It's mostly Guitar Hero. I've been playing a little too much Guitar Hero, I think. But I did throw in some other stuff in there. I played some Boom Boom Rocket. I'm not as sold on it as Mr. Chaos. I do think it's a little shallow, kind of simplified for me. I don't know. I mean, it's enjoyable, but it's not great. So, I also played Monster Madness, the Battle for Suburbia.
Oh, yeah, I did play that demo.
I'm a little less excited about it now.
Really?
It's the controls that bother me.
It's a lot like back in the day, what's that? Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yeah,
it's
but the control like scheme is what bothers me because it plays like a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
Like you shoot with the trigger and you aim with the right analog, but it's top-down.
Right.
So that really kind of fucks me up a little bit. I'm like...
And it seems like the enemies are a little bit too relentless.
They are. I mean, and you get killed really fast.
And it's just like the enemies are constantly coming at you the whole time. I mean, so much to the point where the rate of killing them and the rate of their rate of appearance actually dwarfs the rate that you almost can kill them. So you have to kill them super fast. You know, just to keep up with the game.
Yeah, it's really fast-paced.
And it's a little bit... It's so fast-paced that it breaks the presentation of the overall gameplay mechanic.
Yeah, it presents itself as a simple game, and these controls and the enemies really make it convoluted, but I do have a lot of hope for it because it is a huge game. Like, not only is there the standard 15... I mean, it's 15 hours long. For a top-down game, that's long. There's a cheat code to play in first-person mode. So you'll be able to play in first-person mode, so that could be really awesome. There's a ton of multiplayer, from co-op to 16-player death matches. So, I mean, there is a ton of content. I'm still excited, but after the demo, I'm a little less excited, and I hope the final product is a lot better.
When does the final product come out?
The middle of May, I believe, is the scheduled release date. So
in about 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. But it is... I have hopes for it, but at this point, the demo kind of disappointed me. Other than that, I really don't think I've been playing much of anything. I mean, I'm excited about this week for the Xbox Live Arcade games, which we'll talk about later. Yes, I said games, plural. So, we'll talk about that later. And then, of course, tomorrow night, we will be playing the new Halo 2 maps. So
some of us will.
Yeah, some of us will. But that's definitely some stuff to check out. But that pretty much wraps up that. So, without hesitation, we're going to jump right into the news. So, let's get it started. Alright, so we're back. We're going to do a little bit of news. We've renamed this segment to the News Quickies, because everybody likes a little quickie. So, the News Quickies, these are basically headlines that have popped up on our site, www.n4g.com, over the past few days. And these are the biggest ones that I pulled down. We want to do them fast. We don't want to sit here and talk about them for hours, unless we have to. But the biggest story for the Xbox 360, obviously, is that there's going to be two arcade titles this week. For the first time in the history of Xbox Live Arcade, there are two titles.
Excellent.
So, this week you will be able to enjoy... I know I'm going to pronounce this wrong.
You are.
Gyrus, or Gyrus, from Konami. Remade, in 3D, 400 points. And then, my personal one I've been waiting on, 3D Ultra Mini Golf.
Yes.
From Sierra. Yeah. I am so hyped on this game, I cannot wait to play it. So those are both out. That one's 800 points. So for 1,200 points this week, you can get two brand new games. So also up on the Xbox Live is a patch to fix the whammy bar for Guitar Hero 2. We were discussing this earlier. Apparently Red Octane has admitted that it is breaking some consoles.
Good so, Lord.
Yeah. There's no way to figure out which system until you download it?
Exactly.
Pretty much.
I mean, well, I'm not going to download it.
They're working on it, and they're fixing it. I downloaded it, and I'm playing fine. So
far.
Do you have to download it?
Yes, if you want to play the game, you have to download it.
See, that's what
man.
I thought.
I'd have to wait.
Jeez. You have to download
so,
the
but pack. They may take it off so that they can figure out what's wrong with it. But it seems like this happens with every update. It's like a segregated amount of consoles get bricked or whatever.
Well here's the thing. Okay, here's a GambusCon rant right here.
Oh, I missed these.
Hold on to your seats.
Okay, you have all these 360s getting the three rings of death, and it's very disheartening to me. Here's the thing. At first, Microsoft said that it was like 5% of like the systems were defective. Well, I guess the new numbers now are somewhere between 20 to 25% defect rate. And I'm thinking, you know something? Here's the thing right here. The video game market is the only market where this is actually acceptable. Do you think that if they came out with a new vehicle in the automotive industry, that if 20% of them were defective, do you think really they would keep on selling them? Heck no, there'd be a recall.
Well, there's a difference between a $400 console and a $15,000 car.
Yeah, the other difference is that $15,000 defect could kill you.
Exactly. Xbox ain't going to kill you.
Exactly. God. But here's my point. Other electronics, you know, mostly don't even have that much of a defect rate. And if they do, you know, the company goes out of their way to satisfy the customer. The video game market is the only electronic market where that is not the case. They don't go out of their way to satisfy the customer. They're like, hey, you want to play your games that you've bought, this whole collection that you bought, who cares if your system's defected? You have to go out and buy another one now. Because we got you by the balls because you bought a whole library of games.
Well, in Microsoft's defense, please go ahead because you look like you're going to burst at the seams.
Oh, no, I was just going to say what you're going to say. Microsoft is, you know, doing their customer service. They're letting you ship it back for free and yada,
exactly.
yada, yada. But
exactly.
this
They've
is,
extended
it's
the warranty
not Microsoft
twice.
Systems that are... It's the update that's killing it. We strayed from the point.
Yeah, but it's still, even with Microsoft's updates, it does this. It has done this. I mean, you've been through two. I've been through two.
But that, the only one I exchanged so far was the one at launch. So I got a defective system at launch. I've been playing my new one ever since.
Well, see, you look at my situation where I had the one brick out on me. I go back and exchange it. 5 days later, it bricks out again, and I'm like...
Oh, it was another launch system.
Yeah, well, but I'm like,
now that you
got
a non-launch system, but we're straying from the point.
Yeah, but you know as soon as the spring update comes out, there's going to be a bunch of people going, oh, my console's broken.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to happen. You know, I have nothing against Microsoft in defense for them that this system, you know, yes, it's having problems, but it's the same problems the PS2 had, you know, and it's just... I don't know. Am I happy about it? No. Am I going to recognize it? Yes. I think your numbers are a little high. I don't think it's 20 to 25%. That seems really high.
Well,
what is acceptable? The acceptable rate is like 3%. That's the norm for electronics. Defect ratio is 3%. I think Microsoft is actually at like 10 to 15. I think 20 to 25 is a little high, but that's still unacceptable.
You think the Elite is why they made the Elite?
No,
just like
but
Sony
I did
making the smaller PS2s.
No, I don't because I've heard that the Elite still has most of the same hardware in it, minus the DVD drive, obviously. But I've also heard that somebody's actually accusing Microsoft of bricking certain consoles to pad sales numbers. No. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other topic. That we're getting off on Guitar Hero
again,
downloadable content
we,
news story.
We strand from the boys.
So we're gonna move on.
I love your hand motion.
They can't see it. You know.
I don't understand that you're doing it. I love that. It's awful.
All right. So the next one up. Happy news. Happy.
Well, we can also mention since we're on Guitar Hero downloadable content, the new songs. Well, not the new songs.
Yes, I've. Don't worry.
Oh.
I've got a whole
bad.
Section for that.
My bad.
So, the next announcement is that we mentioned it last week, but we didn't argue. We spoke about the rumor.
No, I know. I was just kidding.
Yeah, we didn't have the price up yet. Last week, we were reporting 9 songs for 150 points.
That's always the case.
Boy, we were fucking wrong.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Little bit.
Halo 2 maps, tomorrow, $4. Catch. There's a catch.
Oh, isn't there always?
No points. Points will not be accepted for the maps. Credit card only. So.
That's $4 for how many maps?
Jeez.
Or $4
per $4
for map.
Two maps.
Well, that's not bad.
For both maps. No, it's not a bad price, but the reason why you can't do points is because you buy them within Halo 2.
Right.
You don't buy them in the marketplace. You buy them
and
within
that makes
Halo
sense,
2.
Because that's how you did it, original Xbox content anyway.
Exactly. And, you know, contrary to popular belief as far as originally, that you can play them on the original Xbox. This is not exclusive to 360. You can play them on the original Xbox.
Now, is this also we're going to play with the PC gamers now for
no,
Halo 2?
No.
Oh, really?
That is not there yet. But what is nice, and I'll throw this in there, Halo 3 tidbit, the X button. Did you guys watch the video documentary?
No.
I did.
The grenade is real. The shield grenade. The X button is used for equipment.
Oh, that's nice.
There's a shield grenade. They said it will be rare. It's not like everybody's going to be running around with a shield grenade.
Right.
But that's what it's for. So,
nice.
Little Halo 3 tidbit. Next up, Forza 2 demo is due out sometime in April, and the demo will feature 24 cars.
Nice.
So that's pretty
sweet.
Impressive.
Sweet. Like a 4-gig demo. Probably. Jeez.
But, you know, it's still 24 cars. That's a hell of a demo.
It is.
Check it out before you play it. That's pretty good. And the last piece of 360 news, which I'm sure we'll get into a conversation about the Marketplace, is the Guitar Hero 2 downloadable content is now on Marketplace. You can buy tiers of 3 songs each for 500 points, which is roughly comes out to a little over $2 a song.
Now, is it worth $2 a song?
There's this is the hot button about it, is the argument of, is it worth $2 a song? And you have people defending it saying, well, you got to pay for licensing, it's a new console, it's an interactive song. You have a lot of, you know, reasons why it costs that much, but then you have the same people coming back saying, well, you licensed it for the PS2 version. You know, if you literally added up how much it would cost to buy all the songs from Guitar Hero 1, it comes out to more than it costs on the disc. So, there's, you know, it's a very touchy subject.
It is.
Well, you got to think, too. I mean, I know it's two different things, but you said the Halo maps, which obviously are going to be bigger and all that, and, you know, different. $2 a piece, though.
They are $2 a piece, but they're a map.
They're a map, right.
Two. Well, you know, maps, you're used to paying $2 a piece.
Still,
but just a song?
I think it's acceptable.
You know, essentially, the
some
song
people
is a level, though. Like, the song is what you're playing, where the map is what you're playing. So I don't think... I think that
and
price is,
you know,
is fair.
You also get to play it in training mode, co-op mode, and all that.
Yeah, that's another argument, is they had to redo the songs for the baseline. They had to redo them for the, you know, the new tiers and stuff. But, you know, then there's still a lot of people that are upset about this. Now, the extremities that they're going to, like trading in their Guitar Hero...
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Getting rid of their 360,
you
whatever.
You don't have to buy the songs.
That's the point of downloadable content, and they've stressed everywhere all over the internet that it's not Microsoft that sets these prices. It's the publisher that sets these prices. They've got to make their money back.
Right.
All this stuff. Am I happy that I had to pay $500 for 3 songs? No. Did I buy them? Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is, brother.
We had to do that for Karaoke Revolution in the Xbox.
I mean, it was like packs of like 10 songs for like $10, $15 or
so
something
it's
like that.
Essentially the same
it's,
thing.
It's roughly right around the same thing. And the key thing is what he said, you don't have to buy it.
Yeah.
There's nobody forcing you to buy it. You can still play the 70-plus songs that are on the disc without paying any extra money. So there's no reason to complain about the price if you don't want them.
Right.
You know, but I do agree that they should have made them separate.
Individual
not
songs?
Not tiers of songs. Make them one song for 150 points or something like
maybe
that. Or you can buy 3 for 500.
Maybe they will for the next year.
It's possible.
Because I know they got a ton more songs.
Oh, yeah, they've got a ton of songs. And I guarantee you that the next batch of them will be cheaper. After all these complaints they got,
but
I guarantee you.
People complained about the price before. They didn't drop them.
They didn't drop it, but eventually they dropped the price of Grawl.
Yeah, that's
and then everything, like, look at Oblivion. Look at Oblivion. The horse armor was 200 points, you know, before. And then people complained about it, and everything after that was a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, if it's cheaper, good. I mean, but if it's not, then, oh, well, I'm still going to buy it.
You know, I'm still going to buy them, too, but people are just going to continue to complain. And it spiked like a snowball, too, because the day after that, they released the Red versus Blue episodes. They were 80 points apiece. And people were throwing a fit over that. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, aren't the DVDs like
$20? Yeah, $22.
Yeah. And how many episodes are on that?
Like 4.
Yeah, and I'm like, and people are complaining. They're like, well, you can get it free on, you know, like their website. I'm like, yeah, but it's shitty quality.
Actually,
yeah.
It's more than 4 episodes on there because it's a whole season.
Is it like 13 or something like that?
Yeah.
But still, 80 points. 80 points is like friggin', what is that, a dollar? A dollar per episode? So,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
You can't complain because you're going to get it in a great quality. It's on your hard drive. You can watch it whenever. You don't have to put in a disc to watch it. You know, I don't see that unreasonable. I think people are just getting a little zealous about the marketplace.
Well, you can't please them.
No, you can't please everybody.
What, do they want it for free?
But if you look at the comparison... shut up.
Yeah, they probably wanted the entire library for about $30.
Well, I think everybody, the biggest thing is if they'd have made them separate. Because not everybody wants Bad Religion, but everybody might want Bark at the Moon.
Yeah.
You know, and I can understand that. Give them a choice.
Right.
That's the nice option, but, you know, whatever.
Well, hopefully, cross your fingers for the next round.
I'm going to spend like an hour on that. I have a small piece of 360 News that I guess you don't have on there, or you might.
Okay.
It was a rumor, so it's not like official yet.
Are you talking about Blue Dragon?
No.
Okay.
What about Blue Dragon?
I'll get to that later. Go ahead.
Okay. it was posted, I can't remember which forum I read it on. It might have been on,
News for Gamers?
Yeah. Yes. Some EB manager, said something about they got some flyers in about the Xbox Elite.
Oh, the trade-in promotion.
The trade-up thing, right. Yeah. If you have, if you trade in, like, your white box one, what do we call that?
The core.
Ultimate.
No, oh, the Pro.
The Pro, okay. Yeah. If you trade in the Pro, you'll get $250 yeah. credit towards the Elite. If you trade in the Core, you'll get $200.
$200, yep.
The catch is, if you don't get to keep your hard drive, so if you do trade in your hard drive as the Pro one, like, you're not going to be able to copy over your stuff. You'll have
to
download all of your arcade games and your songs and other stuff.
Yeah, but your game saves are the ones that would kill me.
Right.
But you can remedy that with a memory card.
Right.
But not every game can transfer to a memory card, which pisses me off.
Right.
You know, so, but other than that, yeah, it's not a bad deal.
No.
And I actually sat in my head and I'm like, well, if I trade him, you know, my system, I'm like,
I might actually do that.
And then I stopped and I went, no.
Well, there's still another, they're not taking pre-orders.
No, they're not taking pre-orders.
You have to do it there. They stress that they're not taking pre-orders and they're talking like, it's going to be like one or two per store.
Yeah.
Two or four per store.
It's going to be extremely limited.
Yeah.
So if you want to get one, you're going to have to sit there in line. And personally, I think they'll keep running this promotion for a while, so if I decide to get one, I will wait. But I think I'm still just going to get the hard drive right now. Because I do need that hard drive, because I've been downloading South Park and, you know, all kinds of shit on my hard drive. I got like 2 gigs left. I'm like, and I got episodes that I had to delete just to save some space.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, but yeah, that's a good point. Glad you brought that up, and I'm sure you're excited when I get down to the section about Blue Dragon.
Oh, yes, yes, I will be.
All right, but next up, we're going into PS3 news and David Jaffe's interview over the weekend. Did anybody catch a glimpse of what happened with this?
I did.
Yes. Apparently, his statement was, if I would have made the PS3, I would have taken out Blu-ray and sold it for cheaper.
Oh, well.
This also goes along with the rumors that he is, after Calling All Cars, going to announce that he's going, you know, independent, making his own studio, and his next game might show up on a little bit of Live Arcade.
I thought he was pure Sony.
Yeah, well, Phil Harrison's probably going to help him out the door now. He's like, oh, no Blu-ray, huh? I don't think so. Little Big Planet, bitch.
Oh, there's the door right there.
But if you get a chance, run over to Game Trailers, one of our other affiliates, and check out this video because it's a great interview. I mean, I love listening to him because people get upset about what he says, but he doesn't bullshit. And I love that. That's what I love about him. So, and he makes great games.
Oh, yeah.
And PlayStation Network update. I had to throw this on here because I'm such a bitch. But Mortal Kombat 2 came out for the PlayStation Network. It's $4.99. It's awesome. One of my top 5 games ever made. And it's online for the first time ever. Online multiplayer for Mortal Kombat 2.
Is it worth $600? No!
I mean, exactly. Like, $600. My Super Nintendo.
But you know
and
what?
And invite some friends over.
Like, here's the funny thing. My PS3 plays God of War 2. Tekken Dark Resurrection, and Mortal Kombat 2, and MotorStorm. And it's really all I play, and it's kind of sad that 3 of those games aren't even PlayStation 3 games. But the fact that I can play Mortal Kombat 2 online is almost worth $600 to me.
Ah.
And that's how sad I am, because I love that game. Although, no voice chat.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
well,
no
so
voice chat.
Fun in playing that, then.
Exactly.
It's a lot of fun, because I don't have to hear them.
Oh, that's true.
Street Fighter was no picnic.
Your mom! Right. You quit cheating with Scorpion!
Oh, and we're going back to Halo. Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Can't wait.
All right, moving on to the Wii. Capcom announced a brand new IP called Treasure Island Z, which is like a... It looks like another... What was that game called with the girl?
Oh! Trombon.
Trombon. Kind of like that, kind of in the same graphical kind of look. But you have a monkey. There's a monkey with you that basically changes items into weapons.
Nice.
So,
I want a helper monkey.
Yeah, helper monkey.
Nice. So,
it looks cool, and Nintendo, obviously Capcom's boasting it as a game you play with friends and people and all that stuff. So, I don't know. We'll check it out when it comes out. The next piece up is the internet channel was finally updated. It's final. And it's free until the end of June. Then it's 500 points to browse the internet on the Wii. So, if you want to browse the internet on the Wii, 500 points after June.
You have to pay for it if you already downloaded it?
Yes. It's only free till the end of June. After that, you gotta buy it, because they will disable it. So, my channel is disappearing after June. So, not that I use it anyway, but still. Next up, the Virtual Console update. This week we get Punch-Out. Not Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Of course
just
not.
Just Punch-Out, because you can't do Mike Tyson's
not
Punch-Out anymore.
Way to go, Mike.
500 points.
Yeah, Mikey. Way to go, Mikey.
Virtua Fighter 2 from the Genesis.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really know what to think about that, because that one was pretty awful.
Yeah.
It's like Stick Fighter.
If you want to play, if you want to pay $10 to play that again, go ahead. And the last one is, guess what, a TurboGrafx game. But it's Bonk's Revenge.
Okay.
So the sequel to the only good game on the Turbo... Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm just being funny. Okay, the sequel to the only game anybody knows from the TurboGrafx.
There you go.
Well, yeah, there you go.
There you
all
go.
Right. But it's 600 points. That's all the Wii news. Now we move into multi-system news. And Capcom's announcement of their new downloadable... What was it for? Quadrilogy?
Quadrilogy?
I don't know.
We'll just go with that.
Yeah, that's okay. Fine. Four brand new games coming to Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network. The first one, I got excited. Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
Sweet.
Is that the title?
That's the title. That's a lot of syllables.
Wow. Wow.
But it's Turbo, it's Puzzle Fighter online with 1080p graphics. That's
nice.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I can't
I've
wait for that.
I've never played Puzzle Fighter, so.
When, you need
to play it.
When?
Summer.
Yes.
So, all right, next one up is Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
Oh,
so,
good.
Another Street
and
Fighter 2.
You know what I heard
you
about
what,
this game?
That'll make a lot of people happy. Go ahead, oh. Sorry.
Here's the thing. I heard a rumor from another podcast that's pretty reliable, in my opinion, that the 2D sprites were going to be redone by Udon Comics, and the game's going to look like Guilty Gear.
Now,
like
if that's
the
case,
level.
I will be there.
Basically, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo with Guilty Gear sprite quality. So that'd be freaking awesome.
I would definitely be there for that. I'll be there for it even if it's not redone, so...
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But next up is Rocket Men, The Axis of Evil, which from the screenshots that we posted on the website, didn't look bad. It looked like a, like almost like Loaded. But I think it's made by WizKids Entertainment, but it looked like Loaded, and it looked fun. I mean, there's a lot of, like, customization options and stuff, so I'm kind of excited about that. And the last one's called Talisman, which is like a little RPG... So, could be good. But four brand new games coming to the Live Arcade, so truly excited about that.
Oh, snap.
Next up, THQ. And this goes back to discussions we've had about console-specific games.
Yeah.
Brian Farrell, who is the president, basically stated that they're not going to do cross-platform games anymore. He told this to GameIndustry.biz, that they're going to focus on games that are only on one console. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
That sucks a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to suck a little bit because you're going to have good games on one system and good game, but that's really going to suck for the wrestling fans.
That's actually what I was thinking about. That was the only thing I was thinking about was now wrestling will only be on one system.
But the question is that fight's going to be brutal to see who gets it.
Right.
So
I think they're going to gauge it with the new one coming out.
They probably will because it's going to be on both consoles, and with the PS3's installed base, it doesn't look good for them if that's what they're going to base it
well,
on.
Well, it sold well for the 360.
It sold extremely well for the 360, but not nearly as well as it sold for the PS2. Got to remember that Sony's little wild card down there, the PS2, that still manages to kick everybody's ass every single month.
Yeah, but it also, I guess, depends on how many systems of each are in people's homes, and right now it's 360
is obviously going to win, obviously, but... Never know what's going to happen between now and Christmas.
I'll just hold my, cross my fingers.
All right, the last piece of news we have for multi-system is Guitar Hero 3. We announced it last week. It's going to feature online play, according to an interview on Pro G, and every guitar will be wireless. So
thank God.
And it's coming to the Wii. We announced this last week. It was the Wii, PS2, PS3, and 360.
Mm-hmm.
So broad selection there, and they're going to compete with Rock Band, so they got to do something good.
One thing that's gonna be an expensive Christmas. That that was also on that release that they there'll be different kinds of guitars, and like they'll be customizable. They're different custom guitars.
Really, I didn't see that in the news release I saw. So that's pretty cool. All right, now the last piece. I know you've been waiting on it.
Yes,
Blue Dragon. This is a rumor, quoted rumor. Mm-hmm. The release date has been moved up.
Oh, good.
To May 22nd.
Oh, please, God.
That also has an important day in history. May I was born.
You were born. Happy birthday. For Blue Dragon, for Killer Wolverine, he hates RPGs.
Yes, exactly. So, I won't be playing that on my birthday.
For your birthday.
All right. Blue Dragon.
All right, so that wraps up the news. So now we're going to jump into new releases for this week. And once again, it is another slow, slow week. First one is Bust a Move Bash for the Nintendo Wii. So, if you...
Yippee.
Yeah.
Yay.
Raiden 3 for the PS2, which is kind of exciting.
That's another reason.
Old school shmup.
Pull out my PS2.
Yeah. At least it's not pulling out your Wii. Next one is called Eureka 7 Volume 2 New Vision. Anybody got any idea what that is?
Yeah,
say it one more time.
That's an anime.
Yeah, I think that, yeah.
Okay, there's anime. A game coming out for it this week on the PS2.
It's made by the, well, whatever. Go ahead.
Next one we announced last week was The Plan.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know what it's really about. It's some kind of spy game.
Whoa, The Plan.
Something
Whoa.
Like that. Here's another one that really excited me. Resurrected from the Dead. Yeah. Red Star.
Yes, I'm excited as well. Because the demo for that was actually
the
fun.
Demo was awesome, but it's only coming to PS2 now. Xbox version was scrapped.
Was not aware of this.
Yeah, you don't have a PS2, so.
I may have to purchase one from a friend.
Do you know how much
it's
going
to be? Yeah, you might. $19.99.
Really?
Yep, $19.99.
Sweet. I think
it's
I
published
might
get that by, was that Jack of All Games or something like that? So, yeah. Definitely look forward to that. Tokyo Extreme Drift Racer 2. So. Here's an interesting one.
Is this the one I think I read?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. The next one's an interesting one. It's called Pocket Pool.
Oh, my
PSP.
God.
It's, yeah. Think BMX XXX, but pool.
This is, I think I read it.
What?
It's an EGM, I think, the recent one. It's with the Girls Gone Wild. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
What? No, I don't think it's the Girls Gone Wild. It's the Dreamers Girls or something like that. But it's basically you play the pool and you unlock these pictures of, like, women, you know, so it's, yeah, that's why they call it Pocket Pool, and it's advertised everywhere, it's hilarious.
Okay.
So, if you need to play some Pocket Pool, that's coming out this week.
Nice.
Alright, next up, Valhalla Knights for the PSP, which is a, like, dungeon crawler type RPG, which, I have not played it, but I watched the review of it, and they said it's really drab for, like, the first 20 hours.
Holy crap.
So,
the first 20 hours?
They said after that it gets really good, but by that time you probably won't care.
Right. Jeez.
So.
Yeah, most RPGs, it's usually like the first 5 hours that are slow.
Actually, I think it's the first 60. I'm sorry, I didn't go there. The last three releases are DS, Classic Action Devilish, whatever that is.
Okay. That sounds kind of neat.
The next one's New York Times Crossword Puzzles.
Oh, good.
And the last one, Toon Doku. It's like a cartoon version of Sudoku or something.
Because that'll make it better.
Interesting.
Well, yeah. You don't like counting the nine?
Hey, I like Sudoku.
Stuff and you know, it's as sickening as it sounds, once you start playing that game, you get kind of addicted to it.
Yeah, Sudoku.
Sudoku shit.
Yeah,
that
it's
crazy.
Addicting.
I tell you, man.
Hey, Zero.
Mm-hmm.
There is also, you forgot the highest profile game coming out this week.
What's that?
Pokemon, Diamond and Pearl.
Oh, you're talking about for GBA?
No, it's for DS.
The DS.
It wasn't on the DS release list.
I
looked at it.
Next week. It's the 20-something.
Yeah, that's next week.
It's next week.
I thought it was this week.
It's the 22nd,
yeah, it wasn't
I think.
On my release list at all.
Oh, my bad. I'm jumping the gun.
You just got all the Pokemon fans really excited.
Right, they're like, really? And they're like, oh.
Oh.
Now they're going to come to your house and kill you.
Wow.
They're crazy, man.
They are crazy. But that pretty much wraps up the news, so we're going to take another break, and then when we come back, we're going to do some forum talk. We're going to talk about a few threads going on the forums.
A few threads to weave.
Yes, we will. And then after that, we're going to announce the top 10 posters of the week. So if
posters.
Your name, yeah, if your name is mentioned, then you post a lot on our forums. And when we come back, we'll get into all of that. So Mr. Khan, bring it back and show these people what you're all about.
Pakaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
All right, well, we're going to try something a little new here. It's a section we like to call...
The Thing Is.
And it's hosted by Gambus Khan, and today he is going to rant and rave about corporate developers versus passionate developers, including Knights and Mario Sonic Olympics. So, Mr. Khan, take it away, and we will heckle you through the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Splendid! Okay, first of all, back in the mid-80s, after the first original Mega Man came out, the team that created Mega Man wanted to develop a second one, Mega Man 2. But Capcom was like, oh, we didn't want to make Mega Man 2, we want to work on another project. So what did this team do? They made Mega Man 2 in secret, after hours, you know, after work. So they were very passionate about their gameplay development. And we don't really have... I mean, I'm sure there's many passionate developers out there today, but some of your higher-profile games are made by soulless corporate idealism, such as Knights 2 and the Mario Sonic Olympic game that's... Knights 2, okay. It was pretty decent for when it came out. It was an interesting game. But the thing is, Knights 2 is going to be a soulless corporate game.
I thought it was just going to be a remake with Waggle.
Well, Waggle. That explains it then, a soulless remake.
Doesn't it even have like the same subtitle? Journey of Dreams?
No, it's like something stars.
Well, I thought it was called Journey of Dreams.
Really?
I swear to God that's what it was called.
I thought it had some stars. Well, you might be right.
You ain't got no stars.
But I feel that this game is only being made for that select group of people who are like, let's come out, Knights 2, bring out Knights 2. And Sega's basically like, shut the hell up. Okay, well, bring out a Knights 2. Freaking shut up.
Wow.
Jeez.
They just got angry about that.
And it's like, yeah, let's make a game just to shut these people up, and you know, we'll make some money off of it as well, you know. So I think it's going to be a soulless, you know, corporate venture. And on the flip side, we got Mario and Sonic in a game for the very first time in a Olympic game. Okay, here's the thing. If it's the 100-yard dash, you know Sonic's going to win. I mean, come on. Sonic is going to be freaking... He's going to pwn Mario at that. I mean, it's stupid. It's stupid. It's like freaking stupid. And you know what it's going to really be? It's going to be a bunch of mini games with Waggle. Jeez, I bet this game might, just might, maybe, I don't know, perhaps be as good as Wii Sports, for crying out freaking loud. And this is the freaking game that Mario and Sonic are going to premiere in. Whoop-de-freaking-do.
I like Wii Sports.
Yeah, it's a good game, but it's just going to be a soulless corporate venture.
So, who today is not making soulless corporate ventures? What kind of developer would do that? Because everybody will sit on the boards and tell you it's Nintendo. Nintendo's the only company that cares about their console anymore, or about their fans.
Well, here's the thing. Mr. Miyamoto, he was a great game developer.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I
can't believe you just said that.
Oh.
Well, I will say this. He's a great visionary. He is a great visionary. But, here's the thing.
The thing is,
he is not focused on gameplay mechanics. He's only concerned about innovation. Yes, I know I'm going to get flamed for this. I'm going to get burned at the freaking stake.
You are, because you know the Mario fans are going to come over here and kill you, and then they're going to... Never mind.
Right.
But
beat him with his shield.
But you know what? He's only saying what a lot of people think.
True.
They just don't want to admit. And honestly, I feel that way because, you know, I love Miyamoto. Every time he makes a game, I feel touched. You know, and I can't help it because he makes great games. But at the same time, I'm missing out a lot on the Wii because there's nothing. I mean, I have not played anything. I mean, and what are you looking for in the future? You got ports of Scarface. You got ports of this, ports of that. You know? So, I mean, it's like...
It's like the dumping grounds.
It is, and I don't want it to be a dumping ground. I want the Wii to be good. I want... It's sad to think that the best two games on that system, and don't count Wii Sports, it was free. The best two games on that system were GameCube games.
Well... The same thing happened with GameCube.
I know, and look what happened to it. It became a dumping ground.
Right, exactly. So,
and people
became
such a dumping ground that people wouldn't even dump in it anymore. Right. They stopped dumping there.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they did.
How many franchises were canceled for the GameCube?
A lot.
I mean, and the developers kept saying there's no point in making a GameCube version because it's not going to sell.
Right.
You know, and I don't want that to happen to the Wii. I don't. I really don't. I want, you know, I don't mind having my Mario and Zelda machine.
Well,
I don't. But I still need, like, even the 64 didn't have that many great games, but every now and then you'd get Conker. Or you'd get, you know, Banjo. Oh, look, I'm all referencing Rare games here.
Yes, you are.
But that's what I'm saying. They still had good developers. You know, Eternal Darkness came out for the GameCube. I mean, and all
but
these
how
developers...
Long did you have to wait? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you had to wait a long time, but how long... I mean, how many of these developers do they have left that are going to do that? Silicon's moved on, Rare's moved on, you know, Capcom's moved on. Where are they coming from? That's what bothers me about this, and I'm worried. I can't help but not be worried that my little, you know, vanilla machine down there is going to die a horrible death, and I will only play Mario and Zelda on it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what's going to end up happening, unless they can attract those big-name developers like, you know, Kojima and... What's that other guy? The DOA guy.
Itagaki.
They can get him and...
Well, he's making Ninja Gaiden on the DS. Did you see that?
I did, and it's supposed to connect with Ninja Gaiden 2. I read all that.
Yeah, but how's it going to connect to Ninja Gaiden 2 if it's on the DS?
Not really sure. Like, I guess he said story-wise or something like that.
Oh, story-wise, I can
roll
see.
Into. But they need those type of revolutionary... They need more people besides Miyamoto to be coming up with this stuff.
And they need more than just gimmicky games.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, everybody knew that that's what they were going to be getting when they bought the system. Because all this stuff that's being ported, like in Ultimate Alliance and...
Mortal Kombat.
All that stuff is just gimmicky with the remote. Unless it was something that was built specifically for that system from the ground up, it's going to be gimmicky.
But then you run into problems with like SSX Blur, where it was built for the system. It wasn't done very well. You know, and it's like, it bothers me because I think maybe the motion control is ahead of what developers want to do with it.
Right.
They like it now, but I'm going to get totally flamed for this, but I like the way the PS3 does it because like with Lair, it's not part of the game. You know, it's not the game. It's not built around the controller. The game, you know, the controller is built around the game. And when it makes sense to use it, you use it. When it doesn't, you don't. And I think that's the problem the Wii is going to fall into because you have a controller that's all it does. So everything else is kind of eh.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
And here's another thing. Even though Miyamoto might have lost his edge over the past few years. But here's the thing. Miyamoto is Nintendo.
He is.
He is Nintendo. If it wasn't for that one man made that whole entire international company over the past couple decades.
He really has, but he has gone to the point where he's trying to make games that don't appeal. They appeal to a casual everybody audience as opposed to a hardcore, you know, restricted audience.
The thing is, I think probably, you know, Miyamoto, he's like listening to his like wife. He's trying to get his wife into video gaming, and he's making games for his wife, and he's making games for his kids, which is all good and all. But thing is, that's his new driving force in game creation nowadays, you know?
I thought that was the purpose of the Wii in the first place. They were touting it as this casual gaming machine that your grandfather... Like the commercial they had with the, you know, the older people playing the games with their grandkids.
And that's what it is.
Right, so I mean, that's cool that he's doing that, but they need somebody else to cater to the hardcore people. Because first of all, Miyamoto's not going to be around forever.
No.
So they need somebody else to kind of step up and not only take what he's already done, but expound upon that and also cater to those people that are hardcore gamers, too.
You can't lose that audience because that's the audience that made that company.
Right. Well, I mean, that's fine. You know, they just need to, they need a balance. That's what they need. They need to find a balance that works, I guess.
And it's funny because you only hear people like us complain about this because the sales numbers speak for themselves.
Right.
That thing is selling through the roof.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what I'm worried about is after the initial shock, after the gimmick, after all of that, what's going to happen to it? That's what I'm worried about, and that's what I don't want to see happen, and I think they need to focus on that now as opposed to later, because you know how long games take to make.
Right.
So if it's just going to be a dumping ground, once everybody's done with the innovative, you know, Wii Sports and, you know, Wii Play and Zelda, what, you know? I mean, what are you going to get? You're going to get another version of Prince of Persia from 10 years ago with some waggle thrown in? It's just,
yay.
I don't know.
Well... Oh, good.
Oh, good. So it would turn this into a giant Wii debate.
That's what it. I was like, wow, we totally just got a left away from his rant. But okay.
It's a Wii bait.
It's a Wii bait.
All right, we're going to jump into our last segment. We're going to skip the final break, I think. And we're going to jump into forum topics. The first one I wanted to bring up was posted by Virtual Gamer, and this is a very good cause. If you have a PS3, do this. But we have our own n4g.com. Folding at home team. So you can get on the forum. Our team number is 61588. You join this team, and basically when you're on the team, you know, you like calculations are processed for the cancer research and all that, and the teams is all combined into one. So join up with the team, and when you're not playing your PS3, run this. It's for a good cause, so I think that's really good.
Interesting.
So the next one, and this took me back. Somebody actually brought up Zone Trooper 5 brought up the Sega Dream Eye, which was the camera release for the Dreamcast.
That's right.
Yes, he didn't bring back memories. He even posted a picture on the forum, so you need to go look at it.
Wow.
But
sweet.
It was actually Sega Dreamcast, once again, paving the road for something else.
Right.
It was only released in Japan, and I think it only supported like one or two games. But it did come out. He's got a picture of it on there. It's a little square camera with a little thing on it. It looks just like the iToy, except vertical instead of horizontal. It just took me back. I'm like, man, I forgot about that thing.
I did too. That's right.
That is so awesome. All right. Now, the next post that we want to talk about was made by Xbox Oz 360. It's an interesting name, but...
Indeed.
I do like his topic because... And he goes on this long rant. You really need to go to the forums and read it. But he asked the question... Do gamers expect too much these days? And he goes into the post and he says, you know, you're getting 4 or 5 games a month, you're getting a ton of content, and all people do is complain about how much this costs, how short this game was, how this game didn't support this, how this game didn't support that. And that's a really good topic.
Interesting.
Because are we spoiled?
I think so.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I mean, if we're paying $600 for a console... then my game better take me, not only $600 for the console, but $60 for the game. My game better take me 60 hours to complete and show me something, like blow my mind while I'm playing it. I don't think we're asking for too much. I think if they're going to force us to pay this much for the systems in order to play these certain games, then they should be willing to deliver either at or above our expectations.
Well, that's the thing. No one's forcing you.
Okay.
No one's saying... Motherfucker, you better buy this shit.
That's all good, but I still bought it, so
I'm supporting them.
Are
we spoiled?
So
yeah, I think we are spoiled.
Why?
Because it's just like the achievement points we're spoiled. Like now we have to play. If we don't have achievements,
you don't want to play it half the time.
Right. Look at the PS3. Was that a big decision? Am I not buy my PS3? Yeah. It actually
was. You didn't have achievement points?
Because, I mean, you don't get the full value of your $60 game until you complete everything on that list. Because how many times did we go back now looking like, oh, the PS2, like, how many, did I actually beat that entire game? Could I actually go back and do more?
I've noticed myself doing that, like, with, like, games like God of War 2, like, there's all that extra modes and shit. I will never do that. Because I would, you know, but if there were achievements, hell yeah, I'd go back and do that.
Yeah, it's like being rewarded for buying the game. And, I mean, what more can you ask for?
It's something to strive for outside of just beating the game.
Yep.
And I think that's part of being spoiled. Another part I think about being spoiled is we paid the same kind of prices for NES games that lasted an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and now we're complaining because this...
That's true, but just like everything else, it has evolved. So that's great. That was all well and good when we were 10 years old or however old we all were playing Nintendo. That's awesome. But we're grown, and we don't want to spend $60 that we are now working for to play a game that lasts an hour. Before, it was our parents' money. It was like...
And with achievements, back to achievements, you get more out than an hour worth of game.
Okay, that's fine. But I mean, even... Oh, whatever. Okay, go ahead. What were you saying?
Yeah, but, nice retort.
No, I got a retort.
Go ahead.
I am so leaving you here, and I wasn't going to say that.
Go ahead, GambusCon. You look like you got something on your chest.
But here's the thing.
Oh, it's a bug.
We do have money. That, you know, we got money, we got jobs, we could buy all these games. But ironically, it seems like we have less time.
Yeah, we have a lot less time.
We have a lot less time, but we want games that last a lot longer.
And it's funny because I don't feel spoiled in that because like a game like Lost Planet took me like 3 months to beat.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the time to sit there like these kids do. They get home from school and all they do from 3 o'clock to 11 o'clock is play this game for eight hours straight.
Right.
I don't have that kind of time.
The only time I did that was for Crackdown, and that was because that game owned
And you lost sleep over that.
I did.
You
know,
he went for like 72 hours, but go ahead.
But you still play it, though.
That's
the thing, because there's still
even
achievements.
I didn't beat it 100%, because normally, if that came out for, let's say, PS2, I know, I would have beat the game, and that would have been it. It would have been traded in the next day. Now, I have so much more I can do with it, I'm keeping it.
So, you mean to tell me that if Crackdown, as awesome as the game it was, if it came out for PS2, you would have only played it up until the point where you beat it?
Well, how else would I know?
Even though you came across those hidden stuff,
how
else
would I
max out all of your skills?
How else would I know? I mean, I would have maxed out my skills, but how else would I know about the other stuff?
But you might not even have done that, because you can beat the game without maxing out.
That's true, but I would have maxed it out, because I want to, you know, see what happens, how much stronger I get, and how much further I can jump.
Yeah, but once you get to that point, would you have sat there and tried to keep a car in the air for 7 seconds?
No.
You really wouldn't have. You wouldn't have. Like, you know,
no,
and
that's true. Okay.
You love Geometry Wars, right?
I do.
Would you ever try to not die to 1,000,000 points if there wasn't an achievement?
Would you not have tried to
There's
fail?
An achievement for
yes.
that?
Yes, for not dying to
Does
a million.
Does someone have it?
Yeah. A lot of people do.
Wow.
Yeah, they're good.
See, so achievements have spoiled us, and I think it's a good thing.
I think online has spoiled us, too.
Yep.
Because if a game comes out that doesn't have online, how much do we bitch about it?
Yeah. A lot.
And what was, you know...
But see, but that's because that's what you come to expect. Like, it's gotten to the point where if... Like, I remember when that Medal of Honor game came out for Xbox. I don't remember. It was whatever the last one was.
Airborne? Or, no, Airborne's a new one.
Airborne's a new one. Whatever the one before that was. It did not. It had multiplayer, but it wasn't online.
Yeah.
Why do I want to play that when I could play Halo 2 and all this other stuff online? Why could they not have programmed that to be playable online?
Yeah, but what if that Medal of Honor game, and I'm not saying it was, because I thought they lost steam real fast.
Yeah.
But what if that single-player experience was so fucking good that you didn't care? Like, look at Riddick. You love Riddick.
Yeah.
But why would you play that? You can play Halo 2 online.
That's...
See, that's
touché,
my point.
Touché, sir.
That's my point right there.
Oh, see, you get a touché, I get... I'm not taking you home.
I'm not.
What the fuck?
You stay in here. You stay in here. All right.
But seriously, I do agree that we are spoiled to a point because, you know, you can only expect so much. And there's so much development time now, and the cost of games are going up.
$20 million.
I mean, as long as I have a good experience out of the game, I don't usually bitch about how long it is. I really don't. I mean, I complained when Black was 4 hours. You know, I complained about that.
But that game was so hyped, though.
It was so hyped, and if they'd added multiplayer, I would have forgotten about it. I really would have. I would have said, okay, well, the multiplayer would be good. But it was only 4 hours long, and it wasn't great. It was just good.
Mm-hmm.
But it did not deter me from playing it. But I'm like, with him, like, when I go to buy a game now, I'm like, man, I'd really like to play, like, World Racing 2 came out for the Xbox a couple months ago. I'm like, I'd really like to play that, but it don't have achievements, so I don't, you know, and I'm guilty of being spoiled. I really am. If I get a game home and I'm like, man, I don't like these achievements now. I'm getting to the point where I'm like, I don't like these achievements. I want different achievements.
So, and I think we had a discussion before about achievements. Seriously, y'all are saying that achievements determine
it's
your purchase of a game?
Well, it won't determine my purchase. I mean, I'll buy it, but I'm not gonna be settled with just beating the game. I want to get every achievement. And looking at my games and my profile, I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I do too. And
this gets you, in my opinion, the achievements get you the full value of the game. If you're gonna pay $60,
I will agree. I honestly, but see, that everybody has a different opinion. I will agree that achievements give me more value out of my game because I would not go back and play. I would not go back and play certain games without achievements.
It's like a game within a game.
It is. It gives you something else to strive for.
Why can't the game just be really good and you replay it? Like Ninja Gaiden.
Hey, I
You've never played Ninja Gaiden again because it doesn't have achievements?
No,
Metal
I'll
Gear
play
Solid
it again. I'll
doesn't
play
have achievements.
Again.
You don't play that again?
I'm just saying, but at this point when I buy a new game, I like to have them. That's just me. I'm not speaking for everybody. And this is, that brings his point up. We're spoiled. Extremely spoiled. Because, you know, it's just... We have so much now. We have so many options. Like, I remember the first time I got the PS2, I was playing with a friend of mine, and we were sitting there flipping down through the options menu, and he's like, Jesus Christ, look at all these options! You can do this, 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 you know? And nowadays, if you get a game home and you go into the options, it says, you know, sound levels and video gamma. You're like, what? I want more! I want to do this, 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 and this, and that's what spoiled is. And that's what we want.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you feel like you should get more out of your games now, that's fine, but I think we get more than enough.
Yep.
And I think we're spoiled, and I'm very guilty of it going to the store and being like, well, if this doesn't have this, this, and this, I don't want it. You know, and I don't want to be that way.
And think about this. Modern games anymore are approaching, like, the development cost of motion pictures.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting really expensive, and you have to think that they have to be able to have enough sales to get that back. It's not like a movie where you go, oh, well, screw it, let's go to a movie this weekend, you know? When you sit down and buy a game, you sit down and build it out of your budget. You know? You're like, can I afford $60 this week?
I'm not eating on Wednesday.
I'll give up McDonald's on Tuesday, you know, and you're writing that stuff down, and it's just, you know, we are spoiled. Games are more expensive now, but they're back to the same price they were when we were kids. We just don't remember because we didn't pay for them.
Right.
You know, like, Mega Man probably cost your mom like $55, $60 at Target or whatever.
I remember not getting a lot of games because of that.
Oh, yeah, your mom would always tell you, when you start earning your own money, you'll appreciate this.
Yep.
And what do? We don't appreciate it. We're spoiled. We continue to complain about it because we paid $65 for Killer Instinct Gold in the N64.
How much was it?
$65.
Doom.
You don't remember 64 game prices, do you?
No.
$69.99, $74.99.
I didn't own a 64.
Yeah,
wow.
They were expensive.
We wouldn't remember because, like you said, mommy, daddy bought
right,
it.
Exactly. They were the ones that was buying it.
And get this. All our systems now are wired or wireless. And they're all on the internet, practically. And you can download games. You could buy a game for $5 now. You could buy a game for $5. You could buy a game for $10. You could buy a game for $20, $30, $40, $60, you know, $50. It's like there's so much price differences. And also, the portable systems. We got portable systems that have games on it just as good as, like, the last-gen systems. So, I mean, it's like we're playing these really high-production, valued portable games. And it's like, it seems like every month, if you really look at, like, the release dates of not just physical games, but also downloadable games, and you add that number together, we're being bombarded. I mean, we're being
bombarded.
Yeah, bombarded by all kinds of games and different price rackets every single month. There's so many choices.
Well, here's another thing. A perfect example of being spoiled: Xbox Live users. Have you seen? I mean, literally, you visit forums, you visit message boards and stuff like that. If there's no arcade game this week, what are people going to do?
Oh, they complain.
They're going to throw a fit like a baby.
And you're one of them.
They're going to throw a fit like a baby. No, I don't complain when there's no new game. You know, I mean, I'm upset. I'm like, damn, I really wanted a new game this week. But people literally throw a fit like a baby. They're on there going, oh, Microsoft, drop the ball on this one. I ain't never downloading shit anymore.
I always found that funny because the Marvel downloadable content thing, what didn't come out. And people were pissed that day. But as soon as the statement came out, them same people was like, I'm getting rid of my Xbox. I don't like Activision. Came back, was like, oh, thanks for the update. We'll wait. We'll be patient.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny how fast they change their tune
right,
when somebody actually responds to them. You know, they're big and bad when nobody talks to them.
Right.
But when somebody comes back and says, hey, you know, we're sorry about this. You know, this is what happened. This is the problem we ran into. They're like, oh, well, that's okay.
Well, right. See, that goes back to the beginning. If they would have released it that day, because they knew there were problems that day, I saw nothing. He saw nothing.
I agree, and this is a very touchy subject with the two of us, because we, like, forsook sleep to play this game.
And whose choice was that?
It forced us.
Right,
no,
it was our choice.
But it forced us
to
play the game, too, which means I enjoy playing it, because I haven't played in a while. But still, if they were to release something that day, I wouldn't have my gamer quote as what it is right now.
Right. And it just...
And they just pissed me off by not even saying anything.
Because they knew on the 9th that it wasn't going to be ready for the 10th. If they're still Q&A-ing it now, they knew on the 9th it wasn't going to be ready for the next day.
This is
true. They could have posted something that morning. Hey, it's going to be a few more days. Everybody would have been fine.
And the only
they'd
thing they did,
it,
the only
they'd have been okay.
No,
because
no, no.
Somebody,
there would still be people out there going, I'm trading in my Xbox.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it
would have
been better because somebody would have said something. Because
well,
we went through the whole day of the 10th.
The only hint that they
anything.
Even remotely knew that we could have put it together that it wasn't come out the 10th was they took the trailer off. It said, come
and
on
the auto update.
April 10th.
They took down the auto update,
yep.
too.
That's
on
it.
The 10th. That,
well,
that was
you
the
know,
only
and that's one secluded, you know, kind of scenario.
Right.
But I'm just saying, still, people threw... They threw a fit over it. They threw a fit over the, you know, the Guitar Hero songs. They threw a fit over the Red versus Blue episodes. They threw a fit over the Horse Armor. They threw a fit over Grawl. You know what? This shit didn't have to be there.
Yep.
It never had
Absolutely.
To be added. These developers never had to do anything.
Absolutely.
They never had to bring you any new games. They never had to update it. What was the one thing people said about console games? I never want a patch. You telling me the patches haven't made your gaming experience better? Like with the outfit, I know nobody played it, but eventually they fixed the game, to where
awesome.
The unit cost actually was better, and it made the game more balanced. If you know, they don't have to do that. They've got, you know, like Master Shake says on the Aqua Teen CD, we got your money, bitch, use it as a coaster if you want to. But seriously, they don't have to do it. It's an extra added item.
Right. But you know, nobody complained about the price of, the Oblivion thing.
Yeah, they did.
Did they complain about Shivering Isles?
Oh, not Shiv... No, we're talking about the Horse Armor.
No, I'm talking about Shivering Isles. No.
Shivering Isles, there were still people that complained about it, and they complained about the fact that they couldn't get it unless they had Live. But you got to understand that that is something that Microsoft has to do, because if they put it on a disc, it'll be the Halo 2 maps all over again.
Right.
Install. Here you go.
Exactly.
Here you go. Here you go. You know, exactly. Pass it around to everybody. So, you know, they got to make money somehow. And then a full-blown expansion that's like 40 hours long,
mm-hmm.
$30 is not unreasonable on any level.
No.
At all.
No. I mean, that's how much you pay for the World of Warcraft expansion. That's
exactly.
That's how much expansions are. So, yeah.
So, I mean, just to sum up this whole conversation, I do think that we are spoiled. You know, I think that we expect a little too much.
Oh, yeah.
And like Gamba said, we're bombarded with so many with so much stuff to play that we don't even finish half the shit we buy anyway.
Yeah, but not all the stuff we're bombarded with is good.
No, it's not always good, but you enjoy a lot of it. And how many games that you really enjoy do you not finish? And you're sitting here telling me you want them to be longer. Yeah, you're
I'm
counting them on your fingers.
I'm just kidding. I actually only have one game that has 1,000 achievement points on my whole list of games.
See,
on
you
my
go back to
thing.
Achievement points. I just talked about finishing the game.
Well, that one game was finishing. It was how you got the achievements, because it was King Kong. But that's really probably the only game I really finished.
I mean, I have stacks of games downstairs that I haven't even finished yet. So me complaining about how long games are, that's non-existent. I've got, you know, there's so much stuff to play right now that if you want to play something, that's fine. If you're one of those kids that sits at home and complains on the internet all day long, stop complaining. Start playing something else. Seriously, because we're spoiled.
The only reason why people complain about how short the games are is because they beat it and they stay do nothing for 4 days straight.
That's true. They sit in front of their tablet. Like he said, they come home from school or wherever, and they play from 3 o'clock to 11 o'clock that night. And, you know.
Outside of MMORPGs, there's no game that you can play constantly and never get tired of. I mean, there's not a game out there that you can't physically beat outside of MMORPGs. So there's no game that you can go home in a day and not beat, except for maybe like an RPG or something.
All right.
Outside of that, I can't see the complaint.
Yep. I'm with
I
you.
Say we're spoiled.
I'm with you.
So,
oh, yeah.
All right,
but
we're
not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not. I'm perfectly... Dude, I got so many games. I sit down every now and then. I'm just like, I'm going to pull out this game from like forever ago. And I'm just going to play it because it's fun, you know? But all right, I think we debated on that long enough. But good topic, and very happy that we
brought
that up.
Yeah, that was really nice.
So if you guys have any more questions or anything like that, make sure you post them on the forums, and we will continue to grab forum topics and talk about them. But the last thing we're going to do is our top 10 posters. And we're going to also announce your post count. As of this morning... You might have been on there spamming since then, but...
Spamming.
The spamming. Top 10 posters. Number 10 is the BS Police with 83 posts. Next one up, Ram Magnums, which he was a favorite around the place. People were accusing him of being a fanboy.
Nice.
He's got 94. Brian, 98.
How simple.
Hey, it works.
Yeah.
Zone Trooper 5, which is one of the guys that brought up the Dream Eye, which we appreciate.
He must be playing Command & Conquer 3.
Yeah, 102 for him. Firewire is at 108. I know I'm going to fuck up this next name.
Oh, good.
Ex-Judici? EQUESJUDICII. If I butchered it, tell me. Because it sounds French. I don't know. He's at 148. Happy Gamer is at 154.
He's really spoiled.
He is spoiled. Zero Function is at 171. I'm probably going to mess this one up too, but Disallage is at 222. And our top poster, who is a moderator and a huge achievement junkie just like me. In fact, he's trying to pass you guys in the leaderboard, just
nice.
To give you a heads up,
nice.
Is Are You Joshin? So,
all right.
Yeah, he's working at his gamer tag, I believe, is like Slayer 2006 or something like that. He's closing in on you guys, so better get to work.
You got some work to do.
You got some achievements to earn. But that's our show for this week. As always, continue to post on the forums. Tell us what you want. Tell us what you want to hear. All that good stuff. And hopefully we'll be back next week for another episode of the News for Gamers Radio. So until then, Mr. Khan, if you would give me one last out call.